Hi everybody, it's really good to see you this morning. Do you like our lovely coloured banners and flags? And we're getting with it here in River Church Maidenhead. Just have a look over there at the canvas, the great big canvas. Now Richard, our prophetic artist, has painted this. He painted it at started it at Riverfest, and it's living water. Where the river flows, there is life. So it's fantastic, not only for River Church as a whole, because where the river flows, there is life, from Ezekiel is our strapline, out of which comes all of our graphics and everything, but it's fantastic for River Maidenhead, who at the moment are doing Living Water. And that painting, Richard, isn't it, is going to go on the wall of our miracle building. So there it is, a living embodiment. And I just want to update you on that I heard this week from the legal department of Muller, who actually own the property, and to say that although their property review isn't yet complete, the Maidenhead site has been placed on the disposables list. That is good news. They won't talk to us yet about selling it, about the details, because they want to finish what they're doing. But that is good news, people. And our commercial property agents are actually going to try and contact their property director and see if we can sneak in before it actually goes to market. So can I just pray now, and you just look at that thing that's going to be on our wall in the miracle building. Father God, we just want to pray. We want to stand together now. Lord, we thank you for a small step forward, which could be a massive step forward in us acquiring a miracle building in Maidenhead as a home for River, where living water will flow, where life will come, where lives will be changed. So Father God, we ask that you would release this property to us. We pray you would give us favor with the right people at the right times, and you would open the way. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on then. So here we are, living water today. And what I'm going to do today is not a structured theological talk. What I want to do is draw in a lot of strands that have come through Riverfest, through things that are happening in the nation, draw them together and under the theme of living water, and add in something new for us to think about going forward. Be very interested in this jar, because it's going to come up later. Okay, so, and this series, Living Water, is based on the story of Jesus meeting the woman at the well in John 4, where we see Jesus crossing cultural, social, religious boundaries to offer a woman who is looking for physical water to satisfy her physical thirst, to offer her spiritual water, his life, something of him that will satisfy her deep and inner needs for security, for salvation, for eternity. And that's what he's offering. And our series is based upon that story. So what we're doing during it is we're learning to share our faith effectively with others, how to talk about Jesus, how to share our stories, and not just love and serve people, but also talk about Jesus as well. So we're looking to have teaching, testimony, equipping, resources. So next week, don't miss next week. My husband Jonathan is speaking next week. Come on. All about sharing our faith in the workplace, a place that we are all, loads of us are in. And that's going to be a bit testimony. We're going to have the week after that some equipping with Chris Greenslade coming to speak into the whole talking Jesus statistic that 40% of people don't even think Jesus was a real person and don't think he was the Son of God. He was just some sort of good person. He's going to come and bring us some fantastic equipping teaching. That's the 17th. So don't miss that either. We've been giving resources to you, so we gave you the Queen's book to give out. We'll have a little bit more about that later. And this week, this Sunday, is a little bit of all four of those, because I'm greedy. Put them all in there. But the point is that what we need to do is actually introduce people to Jesus, because he is the one who takes our lives and transforms us. And we've had this quote, haven't we? A nation will not be saved by good works alone. Good works give us the right to speak. And we spoke, didn't we, about the fact that to reach all of Maidenhead, we can't just rely on the Larchfield Festival or the Larchfield Tea Party or Santa's on the street. To reach out to all of Maidenhead, we all need to be telling his story, telling our story of life with him, sharing about his love for us, how our lives have been changed. We need to be talking Jesus and actually giving people an introduction to him. And you remember I said, let's just do the maths. If there were 100 people here, I think there's probably more, and each of us had one conversation in a week, that would work out to over 5,000 in a year. That's amazing. And you multiply that out and think how many people in Maidenhead could be reached with the love of Jesus. Because we want to see people transformed and know what we know about how fantastic life can be with him. So I am just really encouraged at the moment. It seems that what we're doing here in Maidenhead is so fitting in with what the flow of what Holy Spirit's doing across our nation. We've just been away at Riverfest. If you were at Riverfest, I hope you enjoyed it. We were learning to live like heaven is near. And we had Julian and Sarah Richards there from Wales. And what they said, what they spoke about was so relevant to us here in Maidenhead in this Living Water series. So if you weren't able to be with us, I would really encourage you to go on the website and listen to their talks that were recorded. I know somebody was telling me they've listened to them all already. And we're really encouraged, especially the ones on Saturday morning and Sunday morning. They were so spot on for us here. And, you know, they were talking about the Talking with Jesus material that Lawrence spoke to us about, if you were here the week that Lawrence Singlehurst was here, highlighting how so many people don't think Jesus was a real person, how 60% of people actually already know a Christian, and they're actually open to hearing more about our faith. But we just aren't quite taking those opportunities because of all different reasons. But then actually they quite like us. We're not bad. They don't think of us in the terrible way we think they think about us. So she went through some of that and she just reinforced that thought that actually the fields really are ready for harvest. And so many people are actually wanting to hear more and for us to change our perception and not live in the past of we've got to be really quiet and not say anything. People aren't interested. We can't do it. Actually, they are. We can. And let's go for it. So Colin mentioned a couple of weeks ago, if you were here, about the Reading, things that are happening in Reading. Do you remember, do people hear about that? So just down the road in Reading, in Berkshire, they've had a sort of a little mission outreach thing, and they've had like 1,600 people come to know the Lord on the streets of Reading. And that's just happening down the road. And I thought, well, that's quite amazing. I'm going to go and find out what's going on. So I went. Would you like a demonstration of what's going on? A little bit of role play. Beloved husband, I've primed him this morning. Now then, they are an American group who've come over and they're helping this church in Reading equip them in evangelism. I've said the E word. Equip them in going out and introducing people to Jesus. And what they say is this, drink in the Holy Spirit and then offer him out, introducing people to Jesus. I thought, that sounds a little bit like what we've been talking about in Maidenhead. So here's a little demonstration, okay? Just brace yourselves because it's quite countercultural where we are at the moment, all right? But you'll be all right. Come over here then. This is me. I'm out on the streets. I've met this poor, unsuspecting person who doesn't know Jesus. Okay, so I literally what they give you, let me find it, is a script. You literally go out with the script, okay? And you just keep it in your pocket. And you'll whip it out at an appropriate moment. However, because I'm speaking from the front, I don't want to wear my glasses. It's way too small. So I've retyped it into great big print. So here we go. So, hi, really nice to meet you. My name's Kerry. I just wondered, can I tell you two things really quickly? Can I tell you that God really loves you and he has an amazing plan for your life? And actually, just before I go, he's not looking impressed, is he? Could I just...
get my groceries.
Can you come a bit nearer? Because I can't read it from over there either. Before I go, can I just ask you one quick question?
Yes.
Thank you. If you died tonight, would you know definitely, absolutely, certainly that you were going to heaven?
Not sure, really.
Okay. Okay.
That's not a bad person, haven't killed anybody.
To our knowledge.
Yes.
That's great. But could I just tell you that you today can be absolutely certain that you are going to heaven? And just let me tell you how. The Bible says this It tells us that everybody sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So that means we've all screwed up. We've all done bad things. We've all missed the grade, even if we're good. And the Bible also says the wages of that sin is death. So we are all going to die. But the really good news is that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And actually, I don't know about you, I'm a whoever, and I think you're probably a whoever. We're all whoevers, and whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So before I go, I don't want to hold you up any longer, can I just say a quick prayer for you?
Yes, you could.
Thanks.
Thank you.
What, can I ask your name?
Jonathan.
It's going well, isn't it? Do you mind if I just put my hand on your shoulder?
If you must.
Yeah, we know one another, go for it. Okay, Lord, I really want to pray that you will bless Jonathan and his family with a long and healthy life. Will you, Lord, please make yourself so real to Jonathan that if, hang on, and I pray that if Jonathan has never received you as his Lord and Saviour, I pray he'd do so right now. So, Jonathan, you might want to read this along with me if you want to receive this free gift of Jesus' love and life. Just say this. Just say it after me. Jesus.
Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Change me.
Change me.
And set me free.
Set me free.
Let me never be the same again.
Let me never be the same again.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I believe you died for me.
I believe you died for me.
Help me to live for you.
Help me to live for you.
And fulfill everything you've called me to do.
And fulfill everything that you've called me to do.
I thank you that I'm now forgiven.
I thank you that I'm now forgiven.
And on my way to heaven.
And on my way to heaven.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jonathan, I've actually got the best news anybody could ever give you. Because now I can tell you that your sins are forgiven completely. And that you are on your way to heaven. And just remember that when you make a mistake, don't run away from God. Run to him because he loves you. And he's got an amazing plan for your life. Thank you for talking to me. Take care.
Bye.
Do sit down. And what you would do at that point is take their details for some follow-up contact. Now, we can go about that. And believe me, I did. Oh, I'd spit out there in their face. But do you know what I realised from it? How poor I actually am at taking people on to be introduced to Jesus. That actually there is a little bit more than just loving and serving and caring for people. They may actually never know who Jesus is. And we sometimes need to take that step to bring it a little closer to them. And what they said was, do you know, the church has been deceived into thinking that we don't need to bring people to a decision. But actually, it's really great for people to have that assurance in their lives. And just my personal conviction was that I've just lost a bit of perspective on that. So I'm not about to put a team out there, get you all in it and go out there and blast Maidenhead. Maybe at some point. That wasn't what I felt. I just felt a real just jog from the Lord. Just remember, Kerry, don't lose the point of everything, which is actually to introduce people to Jesus. Now, you may be interested in having a copy of that. And if you are, there's some here, which I will put on the welcome desk at the end. And please, please take one as some equipping to have, to use, even just to spark some thoughts out for you. I did anglicise it slightly. We had to say, hi, good day there. Can I just talk to you real quick? I'm like, I'm not. So I have anglicised it. But if you want one, take one and just have it in your back pocket. So that's what's happening in Reading. And for me, that actually fitted in with something Sarah Richard said on the Riverfest weekend away, which was about the fishing. Do you remember the boats from the fishermen? And they had the same boats, the same nets, the same people. They just needed to change their perspective and look over the other side. And for me, that felt a little bit like just change your perspective a little bit, Kerry, a little bit. So that's what's happening in Reading. It's really interesting. And this week, tied with that a little bit, we're talking about celebrate. And the key verse that we had from John 4 was this, Jesus saying, everyone who drinks this water will get thirsty again and again. That was the well. Anyone who drinks the water I give will never thirst, not ever. The water I give will be an artesian spring within, gushing fountains of endless life. And from that, we took this, that our role is to drink from Jesus' living water, to gush, to let that living water become life within us and offer a drink. Maybe in the style of the Reading Reach Outreach, maybe not in your own style. But we're drinking, we're gushing and we're offering. So let's ask who's drunk from the living water Jesus offers us this week. Who's spent some time with Jesus? Who's read their Bible? Who's show of hands? Who's done that? Okay, well, let's celebrate. We can celebrate some of that. That's really good. We need to be full of him. So who's gushed? Who has allowed this week the life of Jesus in them to love people, to serve people, to bring heaven wherever they've gone, to be living representatives of Jesus? Who's allowed that to happen this week? Come on, all of you. Come on, let's have your hands up. We're Jesus wherever we go. And the offer, that's about offering a taste of that life to somebody else. And that is what we're looking at a bit more today. And I wonder, has anybody done that this week? Has anybody said the name of Jesus to somebody who they know? Anybody braver? Yeah? Yeah, look, we've got some hands. Come on, celebrate. A round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, come on. And you know what the key point of this morning is that I really want you to get a hold of? Here in River Church Maidenhead, we want to celebrate those steps. Okay, we are not getting hung up on the end result. Now, we want the end result. We want people to come to know Jesus and his amazing life. But we want to be a church whose culture is to celebrate the steps that people take. We want to... have I got there? We want to celebrate the risk. Bear with me one moment. What's happened, Andy? Oh, Andy's there. That's what we want to do. We want to celebrate the risk. So much of our reluctance to share our faith comes from disappointment, I think, of not seeing people come to know Jesus in the past. And I don't know for you, I don't even want to go there because I'm just a bit like, well, nothing's going to happen. So what is the point? But what is evangelism? Do you remember we talked about this? It isn't just seeing people come to put their trust in Jesus. Evangelism is people moving on a journey and us helping them do it. So all those people who put their hands up, that's part of somebody's journey. No, these are all jumping, Andy. Why are these jumping? The next one is the Lawrence Singlehurst quote. Evangelism isn't simply seeing people saved. It's meeting people at whatever point they are on the scale, and through that encounter, their picture of God and of the church is changed. Through this change, step by step, they see that Jesus is good news for them. And we want to celebrate the steps. We want to be a church that are taking steps and that celebrate those steps together. I think I've talked about this story here, but I will do it again because I think it's a really good illustration of this. Over in America, Reading Church, confusingly, in America, have a big school. They have loads of students that all get trained up in godly things, Jesus, supernatural, kingdom stuff, and they all go out doing stuff on the streets. I imagine that place you can't move without being pounced on by a Christian because they've got like 1,000 students or something, haven't they, at any given moment. Anyway... one of the chaps there, I went to a conference that he ran. He was called Joaquin Evans. He said, I went into a coffee shop. Sitting there was a lady, and I just felt God say, go and talk to her about Jesus. I think you daren't go and sit down for a coffee in that place. Anyway, he said, so I went over to her. And I just said, hello, can I just talk to you about Jesus? And she went, oh, for goodness sake. I've been sitting here for 15 minutes, and you're the third person who's asked me that. I sent the other two away, but you know, since somebody else has come, maybe I better listen. So go on, tell me. So he did, and in the end, she gave her life to Jesus. Now, the really interesting point is, he's what we'd think evangelism is, isn't he? We'd all go, yeah, that was really successful evangelism. The other two, yeah, well, they failed. Do you know they didn't? Because if those two hadn't have done what they did, he wouldn't have had her say, wow, three people have said that to me. I really must need to listen. So person one goes and talks to her and gets brushed off. They could go away thinking, failed again. Person two could go and talk to her, get brushed off again, a bit more irritated. And they could go away thinking, oh, got this thing all wrong, haven't I? Actually, do you know what? Neither of them had. Each of them were steps to that person coming to know Jesus for themselves. That's why we are going to celebrate the steps here in Maidenhead. We're going to celebrate the steps that we all take with people. Because actually, am I going to get to that black one, Andy? The black one, that one. When we step out of our comfort zones and we do that, we step into the place where the magic happens, into the place where we see God move. So we want to encourage one another in doing that. And you know what? It takes effort. It takes courage. And it also takes choice. Our mission statement in Maidenhead, Andy, is it going to be our mission statement? Yeah, look at this. Is to give everyone in Maidenhead tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters with Jesus. And let's do that by taking steps with people we know, people we meet into, we bump into. Let's bring life to people. Let's introduce them to Jesus. They need to know Jesus, not just a bunch of nice people who serve them. And I drew your attention to the Sharon Stone prophetic word over Maidenhead in January. It's your season to advance. The momentum has shifted. So guys, I just want to really encourage us to begin to change that perspective and step into these things. And to encourage us along their way, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to, Andy, am I going to get balls next? The balls of risk. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the balls of risk. And this is the jar of risk. Now, what I thought was a fun way of doing this is that everybody who's taken a risk in the last couple of weeks to step out of their comfort zone, to maybe speak the name of Jesus, to maybe talk to their friends about their faith, come and get a ball and put it in the jar. And we'll do it week on week on week. When you come into the meeting, grab one and stick it in the jar, if that's what you've done in the week. And we'll watch that grow as we all begin to take those risks. Now, we gave all of you one of these to give out, okay? And I know many of you did because I didn't have many left. Who gave one out? Fantastic. Who, when you gave one out, managed to, instead of sticking it through somebody's letterbox, although good luck with that, they didn't really fit, did they? Who managed to say something to their friend or their neighbour or their colleague about why they did it? Yeah, okay, great. Would you like to come and get a ball? Put it in the jar. Come on, you all took a risk. You all took a step. Come and get a ball and put it in the jar. Susan, can you tell us while they're doing that what you said to your friend?
I told Kerry this story earlier in the week and now I can't remember what I said at all. But so I have a friend with whom I work, who has been looking after her elderly ailing aunt, and she's been doing some amazing things for her, and I really recognised how she was actually serving her aunt. And when I got this book and thinking about how the Queen serves her country. So I gave it to her and I said, look, I just think this might really encourage you because it's all about how the Queen serves her country, and I just really notice how you've been serving. And it's how she does that with Jesus behind her. And that was all I said.
Brilliant. Get your balls. Susan, that was a risk. That was a step, wasn't it? What about the people who said, when I said, have you shared about your faith or said you're a Christian or mentioned the name of Jesus, who put their hands up earlier? Who are they? Come and get a ball, put it in the jar. Come on, who'd like to give us one of those stories? Simon, what did you say to somebody?
I was talking to my daughter yesterday evening. We were sat having a glass of wine. Jane had deserted us. And she was telling me that she has what she calls night fears, where she wakes up in the night and, fearful. And so we just explored why that might be. I said, can I pray for you? And because I think Jesus can bring you peace. That's what I did. I laid hands on her, prayed her off to bed.
Awesome. Awesome, amazing. Terry.
Had a phone call a couple of weeks ago from a funeral director saying, can you do me a favour? Can you take a service for us for a Chinese lady who's lost her husband? She doesn't want a religious service. She probably doesn't want you to wear your dog collar. Will you do it? She's really upset. Went to see her, wore my dog collar, went in. She was in floods of tears. They've only been married for 13 years. The family's broken up. The funeral's tomorrow. And I was able to talk to her about Jesus and explain to her that God really does love her and really wants to support her. So you need to take some risks.
Come on, let's celebrate that risk. That is so good. Jan?
I went to the bank to arrange for our money for buying our new house, to go through. And there was a trainee banker in the room. And as the bank person took my passport out to go and photocopy it, this trainee said to me, oh, I'm sitting my exams and I really think I'm going to fail them. So I just was able to say how God had called her to banking, was going to bless her, and could I pray for her? So I prayed this quick prayer. It was one sentence, and then the boss came back in. So it literally was a two-minute opportunity. So I took it.
Come on, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate. So, guys, this is what we want to do week on week. We just want to celebrate the fact that we can all take steps, even if it's at work, telling somebody you're a Christian for the first time, or confessing you're going to church on Sunday, if you've never done that before. Either all these things, but all of us, as we do these things, as we saturate the places where we are in Maidenhead with conversations, little snippets like this, we will change. We will live like heaven is near, and we will change this place. And that is what we're after, isn't it? What do we want from this? We want to see River Maidenhead grow. Not because I want a big church and you want a big church, but because that means people are finding Jesus. People are finding the one who will transform their life, the one who will give them the security, the peace, the love and the joy that they're looking for. That's what we want to see happen. And that will happen as we go beyond our Larchville Festival and our messy church or whatever, and we actually engage with people individually. So what we want to do is empower you, equip you through this series, leave you feeling confident to do that on a daily basis. And just as I close this, I just wanted to bring again a word that came at Riverfest, which came out of when we talked at the start of this series. What's the major obstacle? What is the major obstacle to doing this? Fear came out, didn't it? Fear is the major obstacle. And at Riverfest, Julian Richards spoke into that, and it really resonated with me. He said, fear is always there. Our choice is, do we choose cowardice or courage? Thought that was really interesting. Fear is always there. Are we going to be cowards or are we going to be courageous people? And I thought about this verse that I wanted to bring just as we finished from John 14, where Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. We know that bit, don't we? The Amplified Bible goes on and says it like this. Do not let your hearts be troubled and neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful, intimidated, cowardly, and unsettled. Do you read all of those? Do not let, stop allowing, do not permit yourselves. It's a partnership between us and the Lord. Don't allow ourselves to be intimidated. Remember the perspective from Talking Jesus statistics, the perspective from the Richards at the weekend. People want to hear, need to hear. We have words of life. We can choose courage or we can choose cowardice. Let's be people of courage. So we gave out at the weekend some keys. Which were keys to living like heaven was near. We felt that over the weekend, that's what we'd done, released keys to people. If you would like to take one of those, you can do. There's a few spare, but I'm going to finish and tell you why this is interesting. Because Jean Whiffen came up to me and gave me that picture. And she said, Kerry, I had this before Riverfest even happened. I had that picture. And that key is like a funny brass one. And these are just like that, decorative brass keys. And the word is courage. And the Holy Spirit is just bringing these things together, people, bringing these things together for us. So I urge you, take courage. Take some steps. Take some risks. Come next week. This jar will be here. As you come in, get your balls, put them in. And let's get this filled and then empty it and refill it and just see what Jesus does in our town, our families and our neighbourhoods. Amen.
Amen.